All right, we're back with the Gainscast. This has been an astoundingly eventful week, and we can literally have done a podcast every single day and not run out of anything to talk about. There's so much going on, so much crazy stuff, so much crazy, crazy stuff, man. How you been, Alan?
I've been outstanding. Yourself, sir?
You know what? Life's good, man. My son finished off his wrestling season, did well at a tournament. He won one match and he faced two varsity kids. Really good kids, been wrestling a long time. First one, he lost by 1 point in the semifinals, and then going for third place, man, this kid was good. He kind of whooped him up a little bit, but that's what it takes.
How long has he been wrestling?
He started the first season, like literally in the season.
It's so impressive.
It's athletes do athlete stuff, you know, and that's what I always tell people. Like, athletes have better movements. Like, I remember when I was trying to learn stuff with Dr. Stu in Illinois, and Stu was like, you're picking things up more because you've done athletics, right? You've played football, you've played basketball, you played soccer, you played baseball. And so when you get an athletic individual, you know, an athletic individual, they're able to take on more movement patterns because their brain, their neuroplasticity is much more adapt to learning more movements. So athletes have athletic movements, and sport, depending on the sport, it's a combination of athletic movements. So if you're explosive in soccer, you're going to be explosive on the wrestling mat. Then you just have to learn how to convert that explosion into takedowns versus tackles. Right. So it's for me, it's profound. Like, as a movement specialist, I get the biggest smile on my face when I see a kid who's never done a sport go in and just look like they've been doing it for a long, long time. And for me, that, as a movement coach, as a strength coach, that is the that's the best thing, man. So it's been good, man.
But before we go forward, everybody, it is Mark's birthday today.
So, I'm 25 years old. I feel better than I did at 25.
I can believe it, dude. I can believe it. And back to what you were just saying, that's why everybody should try to have their kids be in some sort of athletics.
Yes.
It's because it just transfers over to so much shit. Like, I mean, I'm fucking ancient compared to you, and I still can fucking move, man. Like, I mean, like, I was just doing some simple yoga stuff just the other day, and I was thinking, like, I don't know. It's not not even a tooting my own horn type thing. Like, I'm like, I can still really move. Like, I have really good proprioception and where my body, like, the thought concept of not being able to get myself up off the ground is not even in my fucking realm, you know?
And imagine how much it must suck to be average.
No,
like,
shit.
Imagine what it's like to get up in the morning and your big feet is getting out of bed. Like, my daughter said, she's like, because she's one of my students at the high school. And she said, the way you move based on how you're built makes no sense. Actually, my daughter said fucking sense, but I didn't want to let you guys know that my 15-year-old curses like a fucking Navy sailor. She goes, it makes no fucking sense. She's like, you're demonstrating a single leg Romanian deadlift and you're doing it better than these kids who are, you know, competing in multiple sports. And, you know, I'll tell you what, like, today I'm about to post it. I always hit a PR on my birthday. It might not be physically, but today it was. And I got unbalanced one-arm chest press for 150. I got 150
pounds. Jesus fucking Christ.
And it felt great. My body felt great. My back feels great. Everything's leveling out. I'm 3 weeks out from a show. Everything's coming in. Like, this is my peak. If it gets better than this, then I'm afraid of how much better it'll be. And that's why, and I want to emphasize this, and I'm speaking for you, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but that's why you and I put so much effort into getting people, and we're not always the best at tactfully telling people nicely to do something, but we want people to feel the way we feel. We want people to crush life. We want people, and also, like, when you win, like, when you win at things, like, let's say getting a PR at the gym or looking in the mirror, it releases so many neurochemicals like dopamine and all these things. And a lot of people just don't feel winning. And I don't know if you saw my video this morning for the charity drive I'm doing for my birthday, which, by the way, it's on my Instagram and my YouTube. If anybody wants to donate to the Special Olympics of Tennessee, and these kids just getting out there competing and potentially winning, the surge of these neurochemicals and hormones going into their brain, like, that's life changing. And that's why I broke down crying during the video, and I had no intention of crying.
Right.
And two things that make me cry, like, I can literally, I don't know about you, but you know, if an adult dies, like an adult human being, like I'm like, ah, that sucks. Mm-hmm. If a child or a dog has anything happened to it, I'm a mess. Yeah. So I'm really talkative today because I'm in a really good mood. I figured some things out with my health, and I've been texting Alan constantly because I'm so excited about these cold showers I've been doing.
Dude, because you have the benefit of the sauna, but I've been doing the contrast showers ever since you talked about them. Like you talked to me about them like 6 months ago. I swear it's helping with my arthritis. Like, I mean, like that has been a big changer for me in
You know what? Have we addressed this enough where it's just a time to just block them?
Yeah, man. Like here's reality. Like not only that, but here's what I think's happening too. And until we get to gain, like the Gains cast is going to, Mark and I are committed to this. He's one of my very best friends in the world. I can fucking, me and him could, we don't even need to interact with the comments. We do because we like to, but we've shown that like you and I can literally just sit in a room. Fuck. The one time I was at Mark's house a couple weeks ago and we accidentally stayed up to like two fucking in the morning. Literally just like fucking talking. 2 o'clock in the morning for me that's late as fuck.
That's when I wake up.
Yeah, we both wake up at like 4, you know, like,
yeah,
we can just fill the fucking air.
You know? I think, Michael, you know what? We appreciate your, but this isn't the place. No. You know, you can go ahead
I will debate anybody based on data and evidence on their platform if they want to fucking talk about that, and I'll co-destroy them. I have no issues about that, but what the fuck? I said it the other day, we're at the stage right now where it is, people are either going to take it or not. If you're still buying into all the bullshit, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to stick anything in me in any way. That I don't have all the information about.
You know? I know, like, where this is going. No. I want you guys to look up our good friend and NPC competitor, Bo Lewis. That's something you don't want stuck in you. There's never been a conversation at Carbon Culture, though. So Bo Lewis is most, I'll let you guess. He's most offended. He's a good guy, great guy, but he's known as Kickstand. And you can do the math on why he's called Kickstand. But that's definitely something you don't want stuck anywhere near you. But nonetheless, guys, here's the deal. We said all we've said. We got an episode taken down because we said what we said. Mm-hmm. Look, you know where we stand. We are, if we were health advocates, and I just want to get this out of the way because there's so many topics go over.
Right.
If we were health advocates and we weren't advising you to use your own body as a defense mechanism versus an experimental technology, it has been shown to be an epic failure. And actually in the new European study, which is actually a part, we can just segue into the third topic I had on the thumbnail, mm-hmm. Alan. And the third topic was essentially, you saw that data out of Germany, and most of the deaths are coming from those who have had this medical procedure. And that's, for me, I kid the F word, rhymes with ouchie, mm-hmm. saying that, you know, what medical procedure doesn't need a booster? I could say basically everyone I had when I was a child that is still working. I've never had a breakthrough measles case for me. I've never had a breakthrough polio case. This is not this is not a standard or typical medical procedure. And my friend Justin Renfro, actually, we were talking about it, like, if any of these medical procedures make sense, it's Johnson & Johnson, because it's essentially a flu shot. Mm-hmm. And they vilified it because I don't think J&J is playing ball.
Yeah, I agree.
Where's that be? But if there's any of the medical procedures or the shots, I can say shots, that make sense to me, it's J&J, because it's actually a standard technology. And the mRNA has been shown to be, I think we can utilize the term without getting banned, vastly underperforming as a medical procedure. What do you think, Alan?
Yeah, the premise is off for me. You know where I stand with this. Like when natural immunity, which is always going to be better, like always going to be better, when it is so easily acquired by such a huge portion of the population, and we're 2 years in. Okay, like this is going to be hard for some people to listen to this.
Yeah.
But if you're still fat as fuck 2 years into this shit, you don't give enough of a fuck for me to be giving anybody advice on their fucking health. I hear, you know, for a living, I deal with people that are obese, overweight, and morbidly obese. So I hear all the understanding. I get all the excuses, and I understand about all the like PCOS, hypothyroidism. I get it all. Mm-hmm. Nobody is beyond losing weight. Nobody. And if you are out there, then I have two challenges, and I haven't even spoken to Mark about this yet, but I have two challenges. If you claim you can eat, like there's nothing you can do to lose weight, reach out to Mark or I, and yes. I bet you fucking money we can get you to lose weight. I guarantee fucking you. Yeah.
The problem, Alan, is adherence. And
yeah, 100%.
99% of the time and there are some people, I have one gentleman who weighs 280 pounds, and he's a great guy, and I know he's following the program because he's very successful in life, and he's one of those guys that sets goals. But, dude, I don't know what's up with his metabolism, but I have him on fucking poverty macros, and that's what it takes for him. And we were just talking about, like, for example, my daughter had to cut weight for wrestling because that's what wrestlers do. By the way, her speed on the field after, I mean, she dropped like 10 pounds after soccer season because she couldn't drop it during soccer. Mm-hmm. But you know, we were talking about this and she was like, well, you know, I was about 1500 calories and now I'm down to like 1200. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. And the data is quite profound, Alan. It's really profound. And what we found in the last few years is that your weight loss, right? Your weight loss for losing weight is predicated mostly on diet.
Yeah, but absolutely.
Keeping the weight off is predicated mostly on activity.
That's so right.
The thing is, once you lose the weight, now you can't just go and start, you know, eating like Cali Muscle on a Saturday, but you can't, no hash browns. So you can't just start YOLOing it, right? Mm-hmm. You have to literally work towards, you know, eating healthy, eating whole foods, but keeping the weight off is very activity based versus taking the weight off.
It's lifestyle, man. I mean, like we are a hunter gatherer species. We are an omnivorous hunter gatherer species. There's no fucking way anybody, if you think you can sit on your ass your entire life and be healthy, I don't give a fuck what you eat. If you sit on your ass and don't have movement, you're in trouble. That's why paraplegics don't live as long, man. Like they just, you know, the paraplegics that do live as long, those dudes that do the wheelchair races.
They're amazing. Shit
like that. They're amazing.
So amazing.
You
know,
but if you're just in a wheelchair and you allow yourself to sit there, your body needs movement. Like it just absolutely does. True. You know, you mentioned Cali Muscle. I saw your video on him because of the protein powder thing. I really mean this, man. Like to all you fitness people out there, like you fitness YouTubers or whatever that may watch this, like secretly watch me and Mark because you hate us or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Any of you that have met Mark or met me know that this is like this is who we are. There's no character here. Too many of you guys are playing characters, and that's dangerous for your audience when you play a character, when you're a fake motherfucker, right? When it gets really dangerous is when you've bought into it so much that you can't give it up yourself. And that's where Cali Muscle is at. I mean, my advice to him this morning was very clear. Give up being Cali Muscle. This dude needs to lose 70 pounds. Like for real, he needs to lose 70 pounds, probably 50 pounds of muscle. Like for real. He's had two heart attacks now, and he's 46 years old, and he's got a young kid. Like, be a fucking man. And because he prides himself on being this big fucking tough guy. Be a fucking man. Do the real hard thing and be healthy for your fucking family and give up being Cali Muscle. Because that's what it's going to fucking take.
I'm just wondering, and people are like, well, you're just jealous because he's buying cars. I'm like, I don't.
Dude, that's so fucked up. People have no idea. When people say that shit in reference to you, it drives me fucking crazy. Well, just because the man lives under, like, you live under your means.
I posted something on Instagram this morning. That's the biggest freedom you can ever have, is knowing that you have something to go towards. Actually, I mean, you know, what's funny is they're doing these things. They're buying these Rolexes and these cars for internet clout, to get more views, to get more clicks. But sooner or later, the well's going to run dry. I don't know if he maybe hit it big on Bitcoin or what, but I'm looking at like what his views are and everything he does. And I don't know where the money's coming from. I mean, but it's impressive. I mean, it is. When you have a harem of 20 cars, like, that is awesome. Not just cars, but you're buying these like designer race cars. And I'm like, that's impressive. But you know what's more impressive is having a retirement and handing your children generational wealth.
Right.
That's impressive to me. And this is no slight for people who go out and spend money on cars and this and that. But when I advise people on how to have a good quality of life, you know, when you, the thing is, it's an addiction. So when you get that dopamine hit or whatever feeling you get from buying that car and you get addicted to it and addicted to it and more and more and more and more, it becomes an addiction where you will do whatever it takes to make the money. And what I've always learned is that taking the money is sometimes the worst thing you can do, because then you end up compromising your ethics, or in this case, your health, to keep up your addictive habit, your addictive behavior.
Exactly. I just, you know, and he's always been, it's always been the YouTube 5-6 years ago, it's just a bunch of characters. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, literally, and you see though, like some of these people have that, like some of these people, like they start buying their own hype, and that's the problem. Like, dude, like people ask me all the time, like, why'd you change the channel name from Every Damn Day Fitness to Alan Roberts? Cause I wanted everybody to be clear. Every Damn Day Fitness is a business I fucking own. That's not who I am. It's absolutely not who I am. I'm Alan Roberts. I'm a multifaceted human being that has a vast life experience and lots of other things besides just fucking screaming into a camera and swearing a lot. And I didn't want people to start mistaking me as the Every Damn Day Fitness, you know, entity, because while I don't bullshit, I still have the same presentation. It's all that stuff. People start, like, when people put a different face to you, basically, like, you know, when you're referred to as that, like people were like, hey, you're EDDF. I don't know. I'm not that. I find that fucking insulting. That's be like, hey, you're Tiger Fitness. You own, like, I mean, that's a company you have.
Yeah. It's like, not who I am. You know, I'm not who you are. I'm more of a high school strength coach than I am.
Tiger right. Fitness. Absolutely.
And there was a time when that was a huge problem when I sold Sivation. I literally, my car said Sivation. Sivation was my message board handle. You know, and it was tough. And I went through 3 months of, I wouldn't call it depression. That would be making light of depression. It's kind of like using the word racist for everything now. Right. Yeah. But, you know, I was in a bad spot because I lost a piece of my identity of who I am. And that's when I decided from now on, everything I do will be what I do, but it'll all hinge on who I am, and nothing that I do professionally will ever compromise my ethics personally. I'm not saying I did that before, but just to go to UKC DeMost, what does cars have to do with it? Because cars are a symptom of the disease. Yep. And the disease is trying to live up to your self-induced hype. Mm-hmm. And the problem with that is you do things that you shouldn't do, like, you know, and I've done it, like I've done videos of training videos with people stronger than me. And I've hurt myself because I've lifted more than I should have because I was trying to keep up. I was trying to be the machine when in reality, you know, it's pushing too hard. Now, good news for me, I didn't get injured too bad. I healed up in a while, whatever. But when you go bankrupt, it sucks. When you lose everything, it sucks. When you have a heart attack because of your dietary habits to maintain a certain image, it sucks. And that's why when you do the social media thing, when you get into this whole believing your own hype, it creates a dangerous situation, not just for you personally, but from a health standpoint. And that's what we want to get across. And also, as people watching this, they're probably not social media influencers, but the problem is you look at these people, and I'm speaking as someone, and Alan's heard the stories, who knows what goes on behind the scenes.
Oh yeah.
95% of what you see on social media is fake. 95% is smoke and mirrors. Now with Alan and me, you get it. Like that's, if you think we suck, it's really because we suck. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. But that's where we're at as when we're saying this, is that you have social media people putting out products, putting out supplements, and then doing videos saying how supplements are bad for you. Absolutely absurd is that.
Dude, I was shocked at that. Like, I didn't speak on that in my video because I thought you did well. And More Plates, More Dates, Derek, he did a video about that.
I like Derek. Derek is the he does the same kind of stuff as Doucette, but Derek is
he's himself though. Like he's not a character.
Derek is very intelligent. He has great hair.
He does have great hair.
It is great hair. And I actually, when he started hitting it big, I texted him on Instagram. I DM'd him and I said, dude, congratulations. Like you fucking did it. Like you're the guy. Like you are the guy people watch. And I want nothing more than people to succeed. You know, and he's a guy who knows his shit. Like he's just a smart guy.
And he doesn't, it doesn't come across to me. And I've spoken with his friend Leo, where I think that that's, it's just him. I think he's one of these more new school guys that presents himself as himself, which is great, yeah, right?
It's great.
But this, I mean, he made the, back to the thing with Cali, like you actively have supplements you're selling on your fucking website, and then you're talking shit on supplements. He talks shit on protein powder and shit like that. Like, one of the most, it's food, protein, like out of all the shit you can talk about, protein powder is food. Like, here's my thing, like, fat burner, like high stim fat burner thermogenics. Like, I mean, thermogenics help, but it's like they're for people that are just looking for that extra like 0.5% and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, you're not gonna like the, that's for people like you who are literally peeled to the fucking bone, getting ready to compete.
It, you know, benefits, like, it benefits. See, the benefits are energy, and for me, it's, that was an awesome pop, and for that made me want a fucking carbonated beverage. And the benefits are for the way I formulate things to prevent hormonal decline. You know, that's why I use things like Coleus Forskoli, and I just want to segue, and I just want to ADHD a little bit, and that's why I went over the ingredients in my pre-workouts and in Cali's pre-workout, and I more than invite a debate with him where he can pick out. And I was ranting to my wife about this on the way home from the gym. I would love to debate the ingredients. And one more thing before you get on with the fat burner topic, Mark gets all worked up over complete moron Cali talking crap. When has he said anything is worth anything? I like Cali. I really do. I've done collaborations with him, and we sell a lot of his pre-workout at Tiger Fitness. Tiger Fitness, my job as a store is not to police what you buy, but my job as a human being, that's like going to Kroger and being mad at the buyer for buying one ply toilet paper when it makes fucking shit on your hand when it rips, right? Like, that's not my job as a store. And I like Cali, and I like his company. I like them, but when you come in and you say this, and I just want to say, Tom, my YouTube channel is boring as fuck. And I'm not going to lie, this was clickbait. It was absolute clickbait, because I had and also it was clearing my name. When people say all protein powders are dangerous, yes, that is a personal attack. Because I am all protein powders. I'm in that topic. So yes, I am going to defend myself and my life's work. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, to me, out of all the shit Cali could blame on, like, this man just had a heart attack. He's apparently just had a second one, which I've got nothing against him either. The video I made about him today, you guys can check my channel. That was very sincere.
Right.
I'm just letting you know. He needs to change who the fuck he is. He needs to understand. He needs to take back his real name. Understand that social media is just a part of his job. He needs to shed himself from being Cali Muscle, because being Cali Muscle will fucking kill him. I even said it. I was like, he's going to Ric Flair himself. Not only is he going to destroy his reputation, because he's saying stupid shit now. Like, in his video, the thing I talked about, here's this man talking about how he's going to go on the Japanese diet because it's the healthiest for you, because they eat basically once a day. About 20 seconds later, talks about how he ate six meals the day before because he's a bodybuilder, which, by the way, in retrospect, you're not. I mean, you're a bodybuilder. You've been on stage recently. He's not a bodybuilder. He's a fitness influencer.
You're a bodybuilder if he's a bodybuilder. I mean,
right. Exactly.
Unless you know, he partakes in bodybuilding as an activity.
Right.
But he's not a bodybuilder. Like, you're a bodybuilder. You partake in body, but you lift weights. You do resistance training. You know, Joe Weider famously said, you know, a bodybuilder doesn't mean you get on stage and compete. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. A bodybuilder is anyone who wants to improve their body. And my issue, and Joe, I got to work with the best in the business. You know, my issue is, and Cali did DM me, and he wants to speak. Today's my birthday, so I'm probably going to wait till tomorrow. I did DM him, say, hey, look, you know, I got a lot going on. No problem. He actually said, be a man and hit me up. But the thing is, like, when you lump all pre-workouts and all proteins together, I have every right to defend myself, because I don't want people to lump my products with products of people who are federally indicted. And you can't put the supplement industry. And I have a video. I didn't send you this one, Alan, but I have a video about why these influencer brands are complete garbage. I'm going to launch it tomorrow because I did the birthday video today. I don't want to do two videos in one day. But and I just went off about how some of these companies are great, but most of these guys have no idea what they're doing. And they're just putting their name. Someone else is formulating it. They have no idea what's in it. The formulas are garbage. They basically look at every other pre-workout and they throw every ingredient in. There's no idea what the contraindications are, no idea the synergies or the antagonistic effects. They just do it. And they're made at these small manufacturers because they can't afford a big run. To run one run of my peanut butter cookies and cream whey, one run is a couple hundred thousand dollars. That's one run. And most of these manufacturers won't let you get by with less than $70,000-$80,000. These guys don't have $70,000-$80,000 to throw on a production run and to inventory it and to hire people and insurance. Insurance for me is six figures a year. You think these guys are insured? You know, and I'm giving away too much about the video, but my thing is, you know, we absolutely on the fitness influencers, you know, it's time to start holding these motherfuckers accountable. Because now they're stepping into my arena and they're getting us a fucking black eye. And it's about time that, and people are like, well, you're an influencer. No, no. I started my first company in 2004. That was before we had YouTube. I didn't start YouTube until 2011. And that was December 2011.
You know? When you and I first started talking about our thing, the goal is not people to be like, I don't even know who the fucking owners are. Like I would, like, if I'm going to put something on the market, I want it to be so good that it reaches so many people that who the fuck I am doesn't even matter, you know? And that's the thing, they're selling off of a name. It is the same bullshit as the fake natty bullshit. If you guys get upset about somebody saying they're a fake natty, just because, say Callie was natural, say he was, sorry, say he was natural.
Oh,
like,
Lord.
So you guys buying his pre-workout based off what he looks like, it is stupid talk. I mean, that is the shit the shit that morons are made of, you know? And I think
he's playing up to his audience, Alan. I think it's an act.
Yeah. I can't believe he told you to be a man and hit you up. I mean, that's what the fuck, man? We're 40 something. We're in our 40s and 50s, motherfucker. What's wrong with you?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, it was a public attack on protein. So why would I privately, am I going to ask him to take this video down? And the first, until he went off and said he lost respect for me, my first video, I didn't yell. I didn't curse. I simply came in with science. I was extremely respectful. And then he came in on me. So then I did the pre-workout video and I said his pre-workout is formulated, in my opinion, of course, thank you for that, Alan, is formulated poorly compared to mine. And then he went off again and he didn't mention my name, and that's fine. But people knew who he was talking about. So I got all my messages. And so then I went in and I had enough. I don't want people misrepresenting science. And that's what we get when you misrepresent science. And we've seen what that can do to society. These people, whey protein can help a lot of people from an immunological standpoint. Like Mike Cernovic even talks about it. Like Mike Cernovic, his main protein source is MTS whey because, and he loves whey because the its ability to increase glutathione output in the body. And that helps immunity. So, I mean, and it's satiation and it tastes better than bland chicken breast. So a lot of cool things.
Well, I mean, my thing is, and I'm going to say this again, because but first of all, be a man. Like, are you supposed to be afraid of him or something like that? Like, I mean, for real, like, I hate that he pulls that shit. Like, he's done that his entire career. Like, congratulations, you went to jail. I mean, that I don't understand why that buys him extra credit. But secondly, and the most important thing, if we're going to talk about being a man, you have a young child. Be a man and fucking get your health straight, bitch. Because that's the fucking ridiculous shit. Like, I'm sorry, but like, that makes you less of a fucking man to me. You knowingly, you have a young baby. If you want this child to grow up, if you want to see this child's children, you better change some shit real fucking quick. Instead, he's in the hospital texting you to be a man. I mean, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I'm like, that makes me lose any respect I had for this person.
He's got extra time. But good news is Thomas lost respect for me because I'm anti-vax. I shouldn't have said the word. I am anti medical procedures that don't work.
Bye, bitch.
But you know, you're that's cool because I don't respect you either. Because you're a sheep and you can't read science. So I'm just gonna block you from the channel. And we appreciate you coming by, but I don't need your respect. I don't need another new album, bitch. I ain't got Dr. Dre.
I loved it.
So yeah, so it is what it is, dude. You know,
my mind was going there too.
My thing is, it's again, data is pretty conclusive at this point that it's not working.
No.
And
even if it was, natural immunity is so easily attained by young, healthy people. I released it, and I didn't release it on YouTube because they'll pull it down.
Yeah.
9,700 people, 97 people under the age of 65 that are healthy, that with no underlying conditions in 2 years.
Crazy.
That's the number. What the fuck? I mean, I'm sorry, but like, be healthy. Like unfatten your fucking selves.
Yeah,
like, control what the fuck you eat and get out and do some fucking shit in the sun.
Alan, I have all my inoculations from when I was a child. Mm-hmm. My children have all their inoculations. My dog even has all his inoculations. Mm-hmm. I'm very pro medical procedure with those that are proven. And yeah. I even said earlier, I kind of took up for the Johnson & Johnson. Yeah. I don't think it's necessary for most people. And I think I'd rather get it and let my immune system take care of it. But Johnson & Johnson makes the most sense to me. It always has, and it always will. But again, why would I take something that won't benefit me? And also realize I already had it and I was basically asymptomatic. So why would I take a cure for something that I don't need cured from? It makes no sense. But speaking of curing, did you see what happened in Waukesha yesterday?
Dude, what the fuck is wrong with society? And where's the outrage on this shit?
Well, I mean, the problem is, let's be honest, like liberals like when innocent people die if it pushes their narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really sick. Like you see these people like it's karma. I don't care what happened.
Oh, dude. Well,
there's never, ever a reason to run over women, children and men in a parade celebrating Christmas while a girl is literally cheerleader is walking down the street and this guy's mowing down people in his car. By the way, he was let out by a crooked ass DA, should have never been let out. My question is, isn't the timing a bit suspect? Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but it seems like we're trying to manufacture a race war.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Because I mean, you had Kyle Rittenhouse.
How is that even race, though? I'm still lost, man. Like I'm a pretty sharp fucking dude. I don't know how the Kyle Rittenhouse situation is race. The only thing that I've heard that can make it possibly seem like it was involved in race in any single way is that the pedophile, the burglar, and the fucking domestic abuser that were all involved with catching bullets from Kyle Rittenhouse were all there at a riot, and it was a riot that was for Jacob Blake, who, by the way, also is, I mean, a criminal. Like, so you're rioting on behalf of a guy that had a warrant out for rape and resisted arrest, who caught some lead, who's lucky to be alive. In my mind, and I said this before, and it pissed a lot of people off, the biggest thing the officer did, I don't know how he's not dead. Like, I mean, Jacob Blake.
Yeah.
But then, like, it is self-defense. The courts decided. We have the video. You can fucking see it. And even if you don't agree with it, how the fuck is it about race? Like, I still don't understand.
He shot a Jew and a couple white guys. Like, I'm pretty mad that the worst guy was a Jew. You know, it's like we had this child rapist.
Right.
Annually raped children. Now, I'm not saying I'm anti-death penalty. I'm not saying that he should have died, but he was, man, what a guy to idolize. And that's when you know BLM and all these protesters are getting paid. There is no way anybody is protesting three white dudes getting shot by another white dude. There's no way this is racially motivated. These are paid actors. And I use actors in its most sense. There's nobody I know, and I know a lot of people, who would be out right now protesting these three scumbags who literally attacked a guy And they say, what was Kyle Rittenhouse doing there? Well, he worked there. It was kind of his community. It was 20 minutes from his house. So every day, you know, I go and I train, right? I train in Franklin. I live in Brentwood. Mm-hmm. That's literally the same distance as it is from where he lived to where Kenosha. I mean, I know the area because I used to live in Illinois. So it's just absolutely absurd. And it shows the evil and the power of the media to turn this non-racial shooting into a racial shooting. These were not BLM protesters. These were thugs trying to burn shit down.
Mm-hmm. If you want to look at actually what laws were being broken, by the way, because I mean, I'm sorry, but like the law has spoken. Rittenhouse did not break any. He was illegally allowed to have the gun, blah, blah, blah. We can go along those whole lines, right? A convicted pedophile was chasing after a teenager. He's probably not be allowed around teenagers.
Yeah.
Because he's a fucking convicted pedophile. And I know you're against the death penalty. For those of you wondering out there that are wondering about it, I am not. As a matter of fact, I think that a huge miscarriage of justice is that we do not apply the death penalty to pedophiles.
I empathize with that point.
We hear a lot of people saying like, well, they can't control their urges. I think if all of a sudden we started fucking lighting a few of these motherfuckers up, like, hey, you had your last appeal. You anally raped a fucking 5 to 11 year old. And if we all of a sudden fucking the lights dimmed when their light went out because they fucking sat in a chair, I think we'd be shocked at how many people would also be able to control their fucking urges. That's probably going to get us banned.
Well, minor attracted persons is the most pathetic and insulting phrase ever. You're a pedophile. You should be treated like a pedophile because there's no way. The only way you could, like, if I have, you know, if I'm gay, right, that doesn't, like, I can have consensual sex with another gay adult. Mm-hmm. But if I'm a lesbian, same thing. If I'm pansexual, same thing, whatever that means. However, a child cannot consent.
No. Simply
by being a pedophile, the only way you could act on those urges is by forcibly, non-consensually having sex with that person or that minor or that child.
And I don't deny it's a mental problem though too. Like, because you're imagining, even if they're imagining it, dude, they're imagining the person that can't consent, right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Yeah, it's definitely a mental disorder, disease, whatever, but you got to argue that anybody who gets serial murderers, serial this, serial that, the mental health issue defense was never a defense for me, because anybody who has the capability of killing somebody has a mental issue. So like, oh, it was dismissed on grounds of mental whatever. It's like, I don't know if that really, I don't know if that really makes sense.
No, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying it's their defense. I'm saying they're fucked in the head.
Oh,
like,
no,
here's the thing.
I'm not a fan.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, the Rosenbaum guy. I don't know how the fuck was he on the street. I understand the DA let him go and blah blah blah. How?
Multiple child rapes.
Multiple child rapes.
Like,
How did he make it through jail? I thought prisons took care of those things. How did somebody not treat his head like a twist tie?
They probably segregated him because they do have the isolated section of the jail where they put the child molesters and stuff, because they will get killed. They will get killed 100%. A lot of these people in there's a code in prison, you know, and there just is. I've known a lot of people have been in prison where a lot of these people, they love their moms. And because a lot of them don't have dads, they were raised by their moms, and they don't like, they have kids. So there's a code. I guarantee you he was in segregated population. Yeah. That would be my guess. I just don't understand why BLM is idolizing this guy.
So he's a convicted pedophile and he's chasing after a minor.
Yeah.
That's against the law, I'm sure. And then you have another guy who has a gun illegally who points at him. How is charges not pressed against that motherfucker for illegal possession of a gun and with intent to use it for deadly force? Like, yeah. I mean, let's be real. The miscarriage of justice is not that Kyle Rittenhouse is free, because the miscarriage of justice was A, he got charged to begin with, because everybody talking about like, oh, I just saw this, I saw the video. And my biggest thing about it, like, I would not have taken my 17-year-old child there.
But we had that discussion. Yeah.
But in defense, you can enlist in the military when you're 17 years old too. So as long as you have parental consent, you can enlist in the military when you're 17. Right. Also, for those of you that support BLM out there, I feel for you. Like, times are fucking crazy. And I'm not saying that discrimination doesn't happen. I don't understand how this helps BLM.
It hurts them. I think their ratings, public favorability are declined dramatically. And I think this will push it over the edge where now Americans, like, I would have never posted fuck BLM. And yeah. I did today because they're literally idolizing a guy who, I don't care how he died. I don't care if he died of natural causes or he was, or he was beheaded in public. What I care about is that we're idolizing a guy who literally raped kids. And we have the court system find that he was killed in self-defense. So I have no idea why we would use him as the guy that BLM is propping up. It's just to say his name. They're really walking around saying, say his name. And you
really are
Rosenbaum. Like, what? Oh God.
And then they're trying to paint, I still don't understand where the white supremacist came from. So anything that is against wokeness is white supremacy, apparently. Like, I'm sorry, but I just don't fucking, I'm done with that shit. They have taken the words racism and they have diluted it so fucking much.
It's horrible.
That it means nothing anymore when it should still really fucking mean something.
Racism is so bad. It's so horrible. It's like, I have a group of individuals I talk to, which, such a diverse group that I spend time with, and we don't look at each other. We'll tell jokes, because we're adults. We'll tell jokes. We'll laugh, but there's no room for racism in my life. No. And I hate when I'm accused of being a racist when I've literally done everything in my life contradictory to racism. It's because it's a word to shut you up. And we talked about this on here before, Alan. It's like, well, if you bring up a point like, hey, I really think that I like my immune system. Well, that's because you're racist. And then you have to defend. It doesn't make sense. But then instead of explaining the science or your opinion, then you have to just get off of your topic. All it is a distraction. The word racism has become a distraction.
Yep. I agree with that because people don't know much about me, but like, what the fuck? Like, what, most of your business partners aren't white?
No, like, I have a lack of Caucasian business partners.
I think I'm like one of the only white business partners you have.
Well, I mean, and that's because you don't look at race, you look at talent. You look at character.
Right.
And that, like, pigment is bullshit. Race is bullshit. It's just because where we're from had more sun. That's it. And why would I predicate my belief in somebody or my thoughts on somebody because of where they came from, because of the fact that, the reason I'm light, the reason I am white is because I'm Ashkenazi and that's European. Mm-hmm. It's very fucking cloudy in Europe and it's cold as fuck. So you're not going outside sunbathing. So we didn't have to develop pigment like they did in Africa or like in the Middle East. And that's all it is. That's all race is. And the fact that we let the government use that to weaponize us against each other shows how stupid we are as a human race.
This person's saying Mark Ruffalo and Pedro Pascal, how the fuck? So Pedro Pascal can work for Disney and say that and stand up for a pedophile. How the fuck does that happen?
Disney sucks. I'm boycotting Disney.
I'm done with them. I'm canceling my Disney subscription to watch. I don't give a fuck.
I'm done. After the mask, after I went there and they were just such, they went out of their way to be mask Nazis and we were following the rules, but like we literally stepped off. We were like 100 yards away from everybody just trying to figure out to eat for lunch. This bitch came out of her way. Excuse me, pull your mask up. I'm like, we're not within 100 yards of people. Like, it was just us and the Currys, who, by the way, aren't white. So I was like, whatever. And I had enough. I'm done with Disney. And they've done everything wrong. And if you look at their track record, they employ a hell of a lot of pedophiles.
Yeah, they do. It's really creepy. Casey DeMost, talk about watered down word for fat people calling each other racist. Me and Mark have talked about this. I've been being canceled for fucking years. So all this shit is not necessarily new to me, but I've been being canceled.
Culture. You are canceled.
Yeah. I mean, the very second I started speaking out against fat acceptance was the very first time like they started calling me racist. And that was like 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. And I was like, I was so lost to it. I'm like, how the fuck you get there? You know, like, and it's because they're trying to say that when, the alienation of obese bodies is because of black women's bodies. When in fact, if you want to look at genetic coding, really, you know, most of the time black people have a leaner disposition to their body mass, you know, like
go to Africa. Oh my God. I mean, they're the most the African goddesses. Oh my God. We were just having a conversation with Mike about this, Mike Rashid. This is a month ago. It wasn't like yesterday, but if you look at like a beautiful and a Nubian princess, like a beautiful black woman, their body is the prototype. It is amazing. Look at Serena and Venus Williams. And I'm not saying this in a creepy, like, cause I'm talking, I'm really focused today. And
you're like, hey, look at this now.
I'm really focused today. So I might seem a bit weird, but all these things I'm doing are working mentally. So I'm really happy with that. I can't shut up about it. My wife's like, will you shut up about it? But if you look at Venus, and I remember the first time I saw, I think it was Venus, because Venus was the first one to really break out. Serena kind of became the better one, in my opinion. I remember I'm like, oh my God, that is the prototype body right there. Mm-hmm. And black women are fat because, well, I grew up in a black neighborhood, right? I grew up in a black neighborhood. I ate black food. My black friends ate like shit. It is what it is. Like everything's fried. And I'm not saying all black people. I'm saying where I grew up, right? In my experience, and Casey, you're black. You can tell us, right? Like where I'm from, you know, I went over to my friend's house, like, and every Saturday, when we were training, my training partner Leon and I would go to his grandma's house and eat fried chicken. And then we go to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles or M&M Soul Food. And that was my upbringing. So I know personally that in the black communities, dude, they eat a lot of bullshit food. At least
have you ever had cracklins?
Cracklins. That's pork rinds, right?
It's pork fat.
Oh, okay.
It's pork fat that they diced up and fry.
So M&M Soul Food, there was one right around the corner from my house on La Tierra and Sanaga. Mm-hmm. Anybody who knows the LA area, Culver City area, that's it. And they used to have this mac and cheese. And I still to this day, when I talk about it, I get goose pimples. Like that fucking mac and cheese, like that was comfort food. I used to eat the shit. And there was probably 10,000 calories per serving. And they called it a vegetable, which is what I really liked about it. It was a veggie serving. But my thing is like, okay, so Casey, you're black. We got our black expert here. Yes, in New York, almost everybody's mother, sister, aunt, cousin are massively overweight, even people in my family. It is what it is, dude. But genetically speaking, man, I mean, look at West. You know Joey Antonio? You met him at the ISSN?
Yeah.
He was canceled before you were canceled. So in the 90s, Joey wrote the first book on the racial differences in cultures. Basically, Eastern Europeans are strong as fuck. West Africans are gangster as fuck, like meaning they're amazing athletes. Yeah. And his name's Jose Antonio. He's not white, but he was canceled for being a racist in the 90s. And all he did was write. And this is like Joey is science.
He's all science, 100%.
All those guys, all my friends, they're all about science. They don't give a fuck about your feelings. They're all about the science. And I remember I was friends with him while he was being canceled. And it was the funniest thing because I remember going out to Florida, sitting and eating sushi with him. And he's like, I'm like, fuck, I don't know. I don't know if I could be here as a Jew with your racist ass, you know, it's like, but African culture, African genetics, we even jokingly refer to it as a BBC genetics. Mm-hmm. You know, it's at the end of the day, man, they have as good or better genetics than the Caucasian folks.
I mean, it's just, it's the same thing as, it's adaptation. It's the same thing as working out. It's genetic adaptation over time, over time, over time. What's happening now, though, like because it used to be that the strong survive. Now we're actually trying to take evolution out of the process now because
killing with medical procedures.
Exactly.
So Yeah, soul food. Look, man, I'll tell you what, man. It's and we see it. I want to find the study, but there is a study, Alan, that they took Asians are supposedly, like, even Cali Muscle talk about, they're the healthiest culture. The Asians in America are becoming American. They're getting fat. Like, I've seen most Asians I know are fat as fuck. Mm-hmm. There's an Asian I know through my child, one of my children. I'm not going to name names. And he's got, he drinks and he eats and he's got lean extremities, but he's got the fucking, he's got the beer gut, you know, he's got the pooch. And it basically what we've shown is that over time, genetics will catch up and your body evolves. Like, evolution's not necessarily over 100, 200, 300 years. It can be as little as one generation of eating like shit. So how you eat will affect how your children live.
Yeah, absolutely. You were talking about soul food right there.
Yeah,
soul food is still better than ultra processed food. If you ask me,
I would say so. Yeah, I did that video on ultra processed food. And I remember I consulted with you on it.
Yeah,
and it was astounding. Ultra processed. Now processed, everything's processed. If you go out and you kill a deer and you get it skinned, that's processing the food.
Of course. Yeah.
If you literally. Okay, well, ultra processed foods, it's what people consider healthy. Look at Beyond Meat. Look at Impossible. That's ultra processed garbage.
Garbage.
Whereas you have minimally processed. I wouldn't say non-processed. That would be literally like picking up a dead deer off the road and chewing on it, mm-hmm. skin and all. Minimally processed foods would be ground bison, sirloin steak, broccoli, mm-hmm. oatmeal, shit like that. And you don't have to be all non-processed. Now you can have some fun processed foods, but the American diet is probably 90% ultra processed foods.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's that study that I shared with you, like, it's a huge portion of the diet, especially for younger people. Now the problem with that is it makes you hungrier. It tells your body to store more fat.
Yeah.
I mean, these are all things that we don't want to have, but it's just so propagated. And that's another reason why when you hear fitness influencers talk about how I am about some supplements, dude. Like, uh-huh. I mean, that's why I wanted to work with you, because a lot of these people have, like, the fucking Aaron Singerman and shit like that. They have no fucking morals. They have none. They have no fucking morals.
I'm not going to comment on that.
Is that that's his name though, right? You can tell me that's his name, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to comment on that because as a competitor, I could be sued. Yeah. But I would say that. You know, openly selling steroids, labeled as steroids, on the market through supplement stores, which people tend to trust, probably wasn't the move that I would have gone with.
Let me tell you something. What pissed me the fuck off was how he fucking all of a sudden jumped on the freedom train with the fucking Arnold thing. Fuck you, bitch.
Well, I mean, here's the thing is that, you know, he loves America. So luckily he loves our justice system too, right? Look. I've been going off at Arnold since he banged the ugly maid. So that's that. But I want to, here's a good one. Just to get off of Redcon, I don't need to be sued. And also I'm friends with PJ from Blackstone, who also was implicated. So I also, out of respect for PJ and my friendship, I'm just going to pass. But you can talk all the shit you want. But I really wanted to address this because this is awesome. Working out and diet do expect the expression of certain genes, including something called GLUT4 receptors, GLUT-4. You look at preventing and treating diabetes when you weight train, especially high intensity interval training, which it generally gets your VO2 max up higher, which is your oxygen uptake, all that. It will improve your GLUT4. What GLUT4 does, it helps transport glucose and everything. Basically, it makes you more insulin sensitive. Also, as you train, your body elicits other things, serotonin, melatonin, all the dopamines, all that good stuff, which work together. You look at heat expression and you look at GH output. You look at all those different things that play a huge role. So, yes, working out can mitigate a lot of genetic variables that you have within your life.
You know, and that, to me, it's you know, that's why when people are like, well, it's mostly diet. You know, it is, absolutely, and I'm a firm believer. Where I saw some guy do a thing where he ate a Big Mac a day, and like lost weight. Congratulations, but you're not healthier. You know, by whoops.
So, what is you're not healthy, bro?
That was my alarm going off.
It's very soothing. I like it.
Yeah.
It's the new Zen me. Like so I apologize. I was on edge. I was having some hypoglycemic issues. I can explain that off there. Basically, I was taking my metformin in the morning, but I'm so lean that it was making me hypoglycemic. So I'd crash after breakfast. Yeah. It's crazy. My kids are like, "Why are you so Zen?" I'm like, "I don't know. I think that ringtone would fit my new Zen approach."
Cool. So are you using metformin with berberine still?
I have to. So basically I'm just taking right now. I'm so lean and my insulin sensitivity is so high. I'm only taking 500 milligrams of metformin before bed. And also my supplemental HGH, I have to put that before bed. And I found out yesterday, and I actually got to give a shout out to Alex Kickle, who's a friend of mine who knows a lot about this hormonal stuff, way more than I do. And I forgot to take my GH in the morning. I'm like, I'll take it at 3. Yeah. And I was feeling great. And I went so hypoglycemic. I came in here to film the video on fitness influencers. I couldn't because I was hypoglycemic. So my body is in such a weird state right now of training and all that. And I'm like, and I take metformin for its health benefits because I can argue that metformin will actually work against muscle growth. But I always take muscle growth as a side effect of being healthy. And I'm not a big drug guy or any of that. And that's why I had to go to Alex, because Alex is a big drug guy. He loves drugs. He knows drugs. Mm-hmm. So always have a good drug friend, Alan. And
you're a good drug friend. I'll borrow your good drug friend.
We'll ask me and I'll ask Alex. But, you know, I texted Alex. I'm like, Alex, I have a hypothesis. And the HGH dropped my, he's like, yeah. He's like, don't take that shit during the day. Take it before bed and just make sure you don't get weird before bed. I'm like, oh my God, that's great. So I had to cut the dose, but I take my supplements for health. Like, people are like, you're on steroids. I'm like, yeah, but they're for health. I'm like, that's like getting mad at someone who has a mental deficiency who's on Prozac. You're cheating because you're on Adderall. I'm like, some people with ADHD, now we self-medicate or self-control some people with ADHD, they need Adderall.
Absolutely.
And so am I going to hate on someone with ADHD because they're making themselves healthier and more focused? My blood work's perfect. Everything I do is for my health. So when I see a health supplement causing me to have deleterious effects, metformin, if I was doing this for muscle gain, I would not be on metformin right now. I would be injecting insulin. Mm-hmm. And HGH, I'm taking 2 IUs 5 days a week. That's not enough to do jack shit for muscle growth. And honestly, I need to say this. People talk shit about, oh, you look old. I'm like, No, I don't. I look fucking great. I'm the fucking best looking 41-year-old outside of Mike O'Hearn. And I'm performing great. And that's why I take HGH. And if you disagree with me, that's fine. But science is on my side. And I do a controlled.
I saw that where somebody acted like you, like somebody, what it was, Botox. Somebody was like, okay, you have a bunch of Botox.
Amazing thing ever.
A compliment.
My wife will even talk shit. She'll be like, ah, you look so old. And I'm like, nah, yo, whatever. You know, I'm like, because she's my wife. She needs to talk shit. And the thing is that I want to look 41. Like, I'm 41 years old. I don't want to look 50. I don't want to look 60. I want to look my age. It's like, you look 40. I'm like, okay, that's good. That's really good. But if you put me next to another soccer dad in their 40s, you're going to be like, oh. And then if you see me move and see me perform and see me train, and see how I act and see how much energy I have. Look, man, I can't control wrinkles and I can't control, you know, a receding hairline, but which my hair is actually pretty good, but I can control how I feel and I can't control my internal health markers. And that's why we're here. And that's why we do what we do. And that's why I think we need to do an entire episode, Alan, on our anti-aging protocols, the main things, because it would take me about 12 hours, but I'll bring out all my pills here, what I take in the morning, and we'll just rap about it, and you could do the same thing. Yeah. And I think that's a good thing, and even bring out my prescriptions and why I take them. Yeah. And, you know, we've come so far in science. Why would I want to feel old? Why would I want to? Why do I want to be? What's my benefit of being natural when I could be healthier and more productive, not natural?
I don't understand how people get fucked up by that. Like, I shared not too long ago, like, I think it was on Instagram, my morning supplement regimen. And they're like, oh, so you're selling supplements now. Like, I don't give a fuck if you buy these or not. And, I mean, I really don't. But I take berberine and gynostemma every day. I'm not going to go into the ingredient. I'm not going to go into some of the other ingredients yet because you and I have plans for them. But why would I not take these things? Like, as a newsflash, people, I'm going to be 50 fucking 1 years old in 2022.
Insane. You're my idol. Like, yeah, fucking shit, dude. 50 fucking years old.
I was box jumping 48 inches the other day. You know what I mean?
That's penis length right there.
I can fucking do a push-up to a standing position right now. I mean, I can get a push-up position and push myself to a standing position right now. Like, there, I can outperform almost any 50-year-old I fucking know. So I will gladly take a handful of fucking supplements every fucking day. This, right, by the way, was coffee with Ritual AM in it. I suggest you fucking get it from Ambrosia.
Sending you, we have these new ice shakers. These fuckers keep coffee warm. I still can't fucking drink it. It keeps it warm for like 12 hours. And it keeps ice. Ice will keep ice. I'll send you one of it. We have like five. I'll send one for you and your wife. These are amazing.
Awesome.
And these shirts. These are the remember the material we made?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, we got them in like seven different colors. So we're starting to get really fun.
But I'm taking Vita also, your new product Vita. Like I had actually gone off. I took a week off all supplements just because, dude, it's a lot of fucking gel caps until we consolidate it down. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I wanted to just make sure I was okay. Dude, I started getting the sniffles and shit like that the fucking other day. The Vita arrived.
Yeah, done.
Knocked it right the fuck out. Immortal. Like, I mean, why would I not? Okay. And I find it amazing that people try to negate what we say based off of the shit we do to keep us healthier than the peers of our age bracket. When clearly, like, oh, it's cheating. Then fucking cheat, motherfuckers. If it's cheating, I'll give you the fucking cheat code.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
That's right.
But, you know, I was with somebody the other day and they were talking about how supplements are too expensive. And then they ordered Uber Eats. It was $25 for one fucking meal. I literally eat grass-fed bison, fucking organic sweet potatoes, and kimchi probably for four of my seven meals a day. And each meal comes out to less than $4 or $5 each. And I'm eating the highest quality bison, the highest quality sweet potatoes, and kimchi, which, by the way, if you can stomach it, and they have sauerkraut, works just fine.
Yeah, sauerkraut works fine.
But if you can get the real good stuff, it's like $5 for a little bag. Costco has kimchi as well. It is a game changer for gut health, probiotics, and those you don't need. It's not a supplement. You know, we're promoting healthy living, healthy life, you know, and everything's science-based. Like, it's like when you go in and people go like, oh, well, every opinion we've stated from the medical procedure to anti-aging is science-based. And I hope people understand that we just want people to live, and we could have easily made a lot more money being disingenuous. And I could have. You know how many opportunities I had to come out with pro hormones and SARMs. I could do it right now.
Yeah.
But I don't because it's not the way I want to be remembered.
You know, the thing is, a non-stimulant based appetite suppressant that I've been testing.
Yeah.
Has cut my fucking food bill by a third. Yeah. So when people say that supplementation costs too much, if I am spending personally on my own personal food, like $600 a fucking month, and it gets cut by a third, unless that supplement costs $200 fucking dollars a month, which it would not even fucking come close to.
Yeah.
I am saving fucking money. Not to mention, and this is the thing that people need to get there. Not to mention future health costs. Future health costs. If you take fish oil, a multivitamin, ginger, stuff like that, like Casey's talking about, taking those things to avoid blood pressure issues. Let me tell you something. You want to know it's expensive? Way more expensive than fucking berberine or fucking gynostemma and shit like that. Insulin. insulin and a heart attack.
Yeah.
Insulin is going to hit $1,500 a motherfucking month at some point in time this year. And you think that once they get the whole entire fucking country needing insulin, that they're going to all of a sudden not jack up the price even higher? You're fucking crazy.
That's why you got to question why the medical procedure is free. Why isn't insulin free? Diabetes is a pandemic. That's a good tweet for you, Alan. That's right up
there. It is. And let me tell you something. Supply chain, if the supply chain of insulin all of a sudden gets disrupted,
everybody dies.
People die.
Yes.
People die.
Everybody. I
mean, how can we be like the supply chain's broken, but we can get the fucking the Pfizer jab to everywhere fucking readily. Fuck off.
You got to question that. So, well, I got to get Thomas to, he's training for Silver Gloves now. Wrestling's over. It's time to use his hands. Hopefully he doesn't get him confused and tackle somebody in the fucking
right hand. Any MMA plans in his future?
Man, I just want him to get through school and stay off drugs and just maintain what he's doing. I don't have any expectations for my kids other than just be happy.
Oh, I was wondering if he had them, like if he had MMA plans.
I think we'll take it one step at a time. Mm-hmm. I don't want him going that route, to be honest with you. MMA life, I've known a lot of MMA fighters, and the one thing they all have in common is they don't like it.
So they hate it.
It's just what they do. So I think we should, if you have time, Wednesday's a great day for me. I have nothing going on. The world shuts down. And if you have time Wednesday, I'd like to reconvene and actually go over what we personally take every day. And there'll be more stuff going on in the world, but we could start with that. But
yeah, we could do 11 or 12 your time.
Yeah, that works. Let's go 12.
All right. Sounds fucking good. We'll see all you motherfuckers then.
Awesome, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. And this will be up on Spotify. This will be up on Spotify as soon as I get it uploaded. Give me till around 5 or 6 p.m. Central Standard. Take care, everybody.
Bye, everybody.